USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
They didn't limit it. They simply took it away. That's never been done to a right so important to so many Americans. But they did it.
President Joe Biden reacting to the Supreme Court overturning the 1973 Roe v. Wade decision that first recognized a constitutional right to abortion. The reaction from Oklahoma Republican Governor Kevin Stitt a little bit different on Friday.
I'm proud to be called America's most pro-life governor. And today we are here to celebrate a lot of hard work.
Oklahoma, Arkansas, Missouri, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, and Wyoming all have trigger laws that practically ban abortion that now go into effect since Roe has been overturned. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken meets with Germany's foreign minister in Berlin. Blinken defending the sanctions Western countries imposed on Russia following its invasion of Ukraine, saying they're not to blame for a shortage of grain and food across the world.
The sanctions that we've imposed on Russia collectively and with many other countries exempt food products, exempt fertilizers, exempt insurers, exempt shippers.
President Biden will attend a G7 summit in Germany next week to further discuss the response regarding Russia's military aggression in Ukraine. Online review company Yelp is shutting down its offices in New York, Chicago, and Washington, D.C., saying the future of work at Yelp is remote. Yelp's CEO saying all three offices are constantly underutilized and that the vast majority of employees prefer working from home. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
The travel nightmare continues on Friday. According to FlightAware, at least 500 flights into, within, or out of the United States have been canceled. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says the government could take action against U.S. airlines for the flight disruptions following a virtual meeting with airline executives earlier in June. This as AAA spokesman Andy Gross says some people are so fed up, they're just driving to their destination.
You can't ignore, we've had 6 months of constant stories of delays, cancellations, bad weather, long lines, frustration, and somebody may decide, you know what, I think it's easier for me just to hop on the car and go this year.
The government is continuing their crackdown on e-cigarettes.
The U.S. Food and Drug Administration ordered Juul Labs, Inc.'s e-cigarettes off the market, saying that the products play an outsized role in the rise in youth vaping. The sales ban follows nearly 2 years of back and forth between the regulator and the San Francisco-based company, which had requested authorization from its tobacco and menthol-flavored products to remain on the market. In a statement, Juul Labs said it will seek a stay on the FDA's decision and was exploring an appeal. For USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.